I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
95.7 The Game, live and local. Now, it's Rick Tittle on 95.7 The Game.
From Concord to Fremont to Antioch, all your meth headquarters, we are here for you on 95.7 The Game. I've already offended some people. I'm not even 10 seconds into my show. Rick Tittle with you for the next 4 hours. So if you're trying to get across the Bay Bridge, I'll be with you for all 4 hours. And I'd love your participation. This show is interactive, as the kids would say. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm all by myself. I'm so lonely. So come keep me company at the toll-free line, 888-957-9570. Once again, 888-957-9570. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, quidditch, ball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. This is what I want to talk about. I don't care who you voted for, if you're a staunch conservative or a crazy liberal. As Sergeant Hulk has said, I don't care what color you are, your religion. I want to talk about sports, or as they say in England, sport. So let's, and sometimes the regular world gets into sports. You can't keep it out. But let's talk about the Warriors. Rick, can't we move on to something? We will move. We have a whole summer. We're going to talk baseball. The A's are the best team in the Bay Area, and they are a frustrating 500. The Giants actually beat the Brewers today. So they're on the road to 500, if we want to look at it through rose-colored glasses. But we still are feeling the ripples of the ripple that we all drank after the Warriors lost Game 6. And we'll take a look into the future, as Hugh Hefner would say, way of the future, way of the future, way of the future. We have some guests lined up. Mindy Bach at 520 from ABC 7. I worked with Mindy back in the old days of Sports Channel some 30 years ago. Dieter Kuttenbach, ja, das ist genau richtig. He will be with us to talk about Angela Meyer and her economic plans. What's that? Oh, basketball. That'll be at 6:20. At 7:20, Josh Eberle from Hoop Magazine, and he's Canadian as well. Ew! Don't worry about it. 7:20. And then at 8:20, John Taylor will come in. We'll talk a little baseball then. Oh, John Taylor. Niners, Super Bowl hero. No, no, not him. Oh, Duran Duran guitarist. No, no. Taylor L-E-R from SI. But I walk into the studios, and Joe Spadoni, the engineer, looks at me, and he says, Rick, we got AD. We got the unibrow. Now, we're in San Francisco. I'm a lifelong Warrior fan. We're the home of the Warriors, and all I'm thinking of is Bob Myers. You sassy little minx, you've done it again. What the hell? I didn't hear about this. How did we get it? And he's like, yeah, so all we traded was Ball and Ingram and Hart. And I go, oh, wait a minute. Are you a Laker fan? He's like, yeah. I go, dude, don't say we. Say the Lakers. And so the Lakers are going to get a one-year rental from New Orleans. Now, remember, they tried like hell to get this done last season. And New Orleans didn't budge. Well, I got a new sheriff in town there, David Griffin. Remember, he was the former architect of the Cavs when they won a championship. And he tried to get AD to stay and to talk to him. And Rich Paul, his agent, who used to be known as Paul until he signed with LeBron. And AD had burned those bridges. They were not going to fix the bridge at Remagen, Warren Spahn. So he decided to cash in. Now, the only good news, if you're a Laker fan, and by the way, let me tell you the particulars. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and 3 first-round picks, including the number 4 overall selection on Thursday.
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Thank you for that, LeVar. And so this is for a one-year rental. Now, why would they do this? Well, I can understand why New Orleans would do it. This guy has moaned and groaned. He wanted out of town. You have Zion coming in. You have three good young players. You have three more first-round picks. That's not a bad haul. You're not getting a superstar. The only good news for the Lakers is that they did not part with Kyle Kuzma. Other than that, the reason they did this is twofold. Number one, the Warriors are wrecked, and we'll talk about that. They might sign two guys who will watch all of next year. So they feel like the time is now to pounce, because in 2 years, the Warriors might be healthy again. So now is the time. Also, I think half of this is because they saw the one-year rental work a treat in Ontario with Kawhi Leonard, another guy who cried his way out of town. He went to a new team, and he won a championship. So they're trying to ride that one-year rental wave, and they know that the time is now in the West to strike. If you are a Laker fan, do you like it? Do you hate it? If you're a Pelican fan, how do you feel? Are there Pelican fans? Let's talk about it. 888-957-9570 or the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Let's go to Mountain View with K-Dog. What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
What you got?
Much respect for you, lifelong Bay Area guy. I am as well, and I'm just in mourning right now. It's been a tough week since you were last on the air. And, you know, just wanted to give you some quick takes. You know, one of the things is that I think Toronto is just too physical for us, and we are just beaten down, whether it's the KD injury or Kevon Looney or Clay. And that just had an effect on us, and it was just terrible to see our guys go down one after another after another. I almost wish that KD didn't come back on Game 5, because then we would have perhaps a healthy Clay and KD. And the finals almost didn't matter anything because of the loss of our star players. Like, you know, it's one thing to lose an NBA finals, but it's another thing to have career-threatening injuries. So the only parallel I can make to this is 1990 when Joe Montana went down. The Niners were never the same after that. And just wanted to get your take on the historical significance of this, the Bay Area. I don't know if anyone else is, you know, feeling that much grief, but I am, and just wanted to share that. And, you know, hopefully we can get through this as a Bay Area nation and Dub Nation.
All right, K-Dog, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Is that your Christian name? Let's name the baby K-Dog. Thank you for the call, K-Dog. I you know what? It's not to sound like I don't care, because I do. I'm not in mourning over this. I could see it coming, and I'm so proud of this team. I'm more proud of this team after this loss than I am in the victories, which is going to sound really dumb. But you think about all that they went through, and you think about 9 missed free throws in that game 6. And Cousins missed 3. Iguodala missed 4. Dre missed both of his. Clay, by the way, 10 of 10. Curry, 6 of 6. You think about Draymond's 8 turnovers. You think about all the things that went wrong. And yet, when there was 18 seconds left, Toronto's up by 1. They're not fouling. And I'm sitting there going crazy, yelling, foul. I'm in the arena, foul, foul, foul. I guess the plan was, and I haven't heard Kerr mention it, was, let's see if we can force them into a turnover. And then with maybe 6-5 seconds left, then foul. And it worked a treat, because Danny Green threw the ball away with, what, 9.2 seconds? Down by 1. And I thought, wow, we're actually going to win this thing. I thought Curry was going to go to the hole. It was almost thrown out of bounds. Curry had a turnaround. It's a hard shot to make. And you know, you kind of find out how much you really love this team when you still stand up and applaud. And yet you see people saying, Curry's not clutch. What do you want to do? You want to cut Curry? You want to trade him? It's just, I understand people are frustrated in the loss, and it hurts. It does hurt. And I think 3 rings in this 5-year run makes me feel a little bit more magnanimous about it. But what the hell were they supposed to do when Lowry and Siakam go for 26, Van Vliet and Kawhi go for 22, Ibaka goes for 15, double-digit scoring wherever they are. They're playing your Rebco. They're playing McKinney. They're playing Cook. They're doing everything they can. You got Clay going down with the ACL, just heartbreaking. We found out much after the game. Looney's got his chest caved in with broken cartilage, and yet they still contrived a way to have the final shot to win the game. I just have nothing but mad respect for the Warriors, and I also have a lot of respect for the Raptors for being able to take down a team that has that much pride and that much fight in them. So I'm not going to stand up and clap for Toronto, but I will definitely tip my hat and say, you guys won fair and square. I don't want to hear about who got hurt and who didn't. Those are all excuses, and you could say they're not excuses, they're reasons. Well, for me, that's the way I look at it. Say, what were some of the reasons that the Warriors lost? But not excuses. I had people still talking to me about 2016. You know, if Bogut didn't get hurt, well, it doesn't matter. He did. You know, just like Love and Kyrie in 2015. So I'm not in mourning. I just, it's disappointing, and it's still, I still kind of feel numb. Just because you just think they're going to pull it out, they're going to pull it out, and they almost did. All right, 888-957-9570. Eric is on the freeway. What's going on, Eric?
Mr. Tittle, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I called in last week on a Saturday, and I was talking about my Achilles injury, and you proceeded to clown me after the show, comparing my athletic ability to Durant, which I wasn't doing. I was just talking about the fact that Achilles injuries are really bad. And how much pain I'm in. And obviously Durant blew his Achilles, so maybe I was right after all. But the reason I'm calling today actually is because of the fact that you just said that Anthony Davis is a rental, a 1-year rental. You don't think the Lakers are going to sign him and then give him the Supermax deal and keep him? Not to mention the fact that they're going to have a slot for another max player. I mean, I don't understand if it's just homerism, Mr. Tittle, or what it is exactly.
Eric, first of all, you were on the air saying, I know exactly what KD is feeling. And I said, no, you don't. Only KD is feeling it. The other thing is, how is it homerism when I just report the facts? He hasn't signed any extension yet.
You're absolutely right, but to assume that he's not going to, or that the Lakers are just going to sign him?
I'm not making any assumptions. I'm just telling you what the facts are. I can't read into the future.
Obviously, Mr. Tittle, they're not going to just sign him or trade for him for a 1-year rental and give up the whole team. I mean, let's just be real. Who does that? They're not a championship-contending team.
Well, listen, right now, that's the risk that they have taken. So I don't know how that's homerism, Eric. But, when anybody calls me up and says, I had that injury, I know what he's feeling. That's ridiculous. I mean, I broke my collarbone playing college lacrosse. I'm like, oh, I know what Looney's going through right now. No, I don't. I have no idea. All right, when we come back, Mindy Bach on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game. Here's Rick Tittle.
Mis amigos, soy el fuego que arde tu piel. Soy el agua que mata tu sed. El castillo, la torre, yo soy la espada que guarda el caldón.
I'm singing a little Narcos for Colombia, la nacional equipo, beating La Argentina 2-0 in the Copa America. Congratulations to the Colombians out there. And I say to the Argentines, you guys are going to be fine. Don't panic. Brazil already dispatching Bolivia, Simón Bolívar, yesterday 3-0. It's kind of weird with the Copa America when you see Qatar and Japan in there. How they qualify as South American, I don't really know. But then again, we were playing a Copa America matches at Levi's Stadium. So whatever works. When we get to Mindy Bach on, we will throw her on the airwaves. But in the meanwhile, the lines are open at 888-957-9570, and also the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. We have Mindy Bach on the line, Mindy with ABC7, and covering the Warriors a long time. In fact, Mindy, you interviewed Kevon Looney right after game five. And we all saw the look on his face. And I broke my collarbone once in college and I was down and out. And here's this guy with fractured cartilage in his chest, just in mortal agony. Have you ever seen a guy tough it out like that?
Actually, a few of them. I think obviously that you just can't even imagine, because every time you take a breath and expand your lungs, think about how much pressure that puts on that cracked cartilage. But I think, you know, throughout these playoffs, that's what we saw. I mean, tough it out. Look what Clay went through. Not only his, you know, torn ACL coming out and shooting the free throws, but also the hamstring, and then last year with the ankle, and then Steph all this postseason with the fingers. I think it's a different type of injury because it's a body, rib cage injury area. So, but yeah, this whole team was incredibly tough. Kevon just, no one could believe it either. He was supposed to be out for the NBA Finals, and he comes back because they're like, you really can't do any more damage. It's already cracked, so it's just, can you handle the pain? Mm-hmm. But yeah, these guys all were nuts in that respect. But I think it just shows how dialed in and how mentally tough this Warriors team is.
And the other thing is, too, and it sounds weird, but if you've been along for the five-year ride and then you were a fan when they stunk, like we were all those decades. I mean, in a weird way, I'm almost more proud to be a Warrior fan the way they fought. I mean, with all the nine missed free throws and even Dre with the eight turnovers, and here they were with 9 seconds left with a chance to win the game. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible how much they fought.
Oh, absolutely. I think any other team would really crumble. And that's the one thing you see about very talented teams physically. Is physically they may be very gifted. I mean, we see that with the Houston Rockets. But in the series with Houston, you see it time and time again, the mental toughness isn't on par with the Warriors. And I do have to say the Raptors this year were locked in and they weren't fazed. They had a mental toughness that a lot of the other teams the Warriors faced didn't have. And then you see the Warriors keep competing despite challenge after challenge after challenge. I think any team that went through what they went through would be out or be swept. And to have them become so close to pushing a game seven, you're absolutely right. That was it. The loss hurts for longtime fans. Loss hurts for the last game ever at Oracle to finish that way. But everyone's going to remember the legend of Klay Thompson coming out with a torn ACL to shoot those free throws. Everyone's going to remember how gritty this team was this season and everything they went through, because they are beat down. I mean, Sean Livingston has said his knees are killing him. It takes forever for him to get warmed up for a game. Andre Iguodala at 35 doing what he did on a bum calf. I mean, every single guy on that roster was pretty much dealing with something.
You know, and Klay went down, and it was at the end I was sitting, and you saw him writhe, and we've all seen ACLs before, and so I think we all knew it was ACL, and you just couldn't believe that he shredded his knee. When he came back out, and I just thought, I cannot believe this bullet that he has dodged. I felt so bad. He's going into a free agent year, and he had torn his ACL, but here he is. He's fine. And then he leaves. He's not coming back the fourth quarter. And we think, okay, probably precautionary. And then you hear like an hour after the game that he tore his ACL. And you're like, oh, just another kick in the butt as we were getting into our cars.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It just kind of wrapped up a really rough season. But it proved the point how hard it is, you know, to do what they were trying to do. There's 100-plus games in the postseason over the past 5 years. I really do think that all showed up this season. I mean, that is exhausting. So hats off to LeBron James to be able to do it for 8 straight years, even with different teams. Just the toll it takes on the body is unbelievable. So the fact that this team even got to the finals a 5th straight year, that's incredible as well. But it definitely took a toll this season.
You know, it's funny. I thought about that after the second game and Kerr was being interviewed, and he just looked like he was sleep deprived and his face looked kind of gaunt. And I know he's a slim guy. And I started thinking even then what the toll is, just for, you know, even if you're the worst team in basketball and 82 dates and all the travel and all the pressure. And here they are 5 years into this, and just what a fantastic toll it must take on everybody in that organization.
Oh, yeah. I do remember, I'll share a story with you. I do remember when I started covering the NFL. you look at a coach the first season he joins a team, all young and fresh and idealistic, and then 4 years after when their first contract is over, oh my gosh, can I tell you how haggard most of them look? And Steve Kerr and the Warriors have outlasted all of that, you know? It's just so, I get it. It is, and you think about it, the draft is this week already coming up, right? The season just ended for them, and then they've got the summer league, and then they've got training camp starting in September. That's only short, 2.5 short months out. It's not, I mean, it is almost year-round for them now. It's tough.
Yeah, you think about pressure. I mean, Obama went out of office with gray hair. I know he was 8 years older, but still, you think about all the pressure. Speaking with Mindy Bach, ABC7, the Warriors, you know, a lot of times in sports, even in work, people will say, we're a family, and we're not. We're usually just coworkers and hopefully friends. But the Warriors are about as close as I've ever seen. Over the years, seeing the MVP trophies and Bob Myers talking about Kerr and Luke Walton and Steph Curry and what he went through with the ankles, and then Kerr talking about Bob Myers as his friend, and they always say throw out the basketball, this and that, and some people think, ah, it's fake, but if you're around this team long enough, like we've been the last 5 years, it's not fake. And so when Bob Myers was breaking up talking about KD's injury and said you can blame him, that's all real raw emotion. This is about as close as an organization as I've ever seen.
Well, absolutely. I think, it, case in point, when they went and got Kevin Durant and brought him in, the fact that, you know, Andre and Clay and Draymond and Steph went out there to go meet with Kevin Durant, as well as with Bob Myers and Steve Kerr, to talk to him that we want you to join our team. I mean, how can you not be close and have a brotherhood like that? And it all starts with Stephen Curry and just the way he is. Draymond's even said it. He's our team leader. He welcomes everyone. He's a two-time MVP, yet, hey, yes, let's bring in Kevin Durant because he'll make us better. Let's bring in DeMarcus Cousins, who's looking for a team and has so much to prove for 1 year. We've played with him on Team USA. We know we can make him better. And DeMarcus even said it. He goes, this is one of one. He goes, I have never been on a team in the NBA or anywhere that has this level of support and love for its players and each other. He said that during these NBA finals, during the media availability. He just said, this is so unique and so special. And he was touched by it and loved it. And he said, this is a place that every free agent wants to come. So I completely agree with you. There's no debunking that.
The access that you've been able to have with this team and being so up close, was there any moment during this run where you saw something and you just thought to yourself, wow, like I never even would have noticed that if I was sitting in the last row?
What do you mean? In what respect?
But just something that kind of blew your mind. Like you had no idea. It's like for me, when I see how guys, you know, how they actually dive and leave their skin on the floor, it doesn't really translate from TV. Anything like that?
It's just, you know, what kept surprising me this postseason, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, is the challenges kept getting harder and harder, and the team was still in it. And you knew they were mentally tough, but really, how mentally tough before they cracked? And they never cracked, per se. You know, they never gave up the fight despite losing Kevin in the Houston series. And then what did they do? They went and they beat Houston on their home court in front of Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, with pretty much their bench. And Steve Kerr said it was probably the best game that I coached so far at that point in the playoff because he got everyone involved. So for me, it was just proving once again that mentally they are tougher than so many other teams. But to see the level that they took that, even with their championships behind them, that still was a little bit surprising to me. I'm like, wow, what is it going to take for these guys to break? And they don't.
Now, Mindy, from what I understand, you are moving on from the sporting world, if I'm not mistaken. Can you... Yes, before we get into it, can you think of maybe a couple of your favorite moments in this profession?
Oh, my gosh, too many to mention. Yeah, I've been so fortunate. I got to cover the 49ers for several years, and obviously, you know, the one game in the playoffs against New Orleans was just one of my favorites at Candlestick. You know, the Navarro Bowman's game ceiling interception in the last game ever at Candlestick was great. I got to see Tim Lincecum's no hitters, Matt King's perfect game. I mean, gosh, think of all the things that we've been treated to in the Bay Area over the past, even just the past decade. I started in the Bay Area covering Barry Bonds' single season home run record. I remember being in Houston, you know, when he tied it, and then being in the stands working when he hit actually his 500th career home run. So just so many little flashes throughout that time. But also just, I think it's the personalities that you learn, like getting to know what makes each athlete tick. And you meet some very unique individuals. Patrick Willis was always amazing, just his calmness and his ferociousness and his generosity and genuineness. You know, you watched him compete, and he made everybody around him better. He was like the Stephen Curry of the 49ers defense. And those are the things you kind of remember. The mental toughness of Alex Smith. I think people completely underestimate how mentally tough he is. He's probably one of the mentally toughest athletes I've ever covered. For him to be able to make a decision that is best for him and his team and put all the noise aside, and that man faced so much criticism while he was here, and to do what he did, and then you see him go down with an injury in Washington, it just is, those are the type of things that just kind of stick with you as well as the big moments.
Last question for you, and that is, I don't even know if you thought about it, but what you're going to miss the most, maybe just the buzz of live broadcasting. You know, it gets in your blood, you get one shot at it, and if you blow it, you blow it. I mean, would you like that kind of pressure? What are you going to miss?
Gosh, you know what? I'm so fortunate. I'm not sad at all.
You're done.
Excited. No, because the best thing I'll tell you about my new position is it's such a unique opportunity, and I get to remain in sports and use all of my connections in sports, specifically with the Giants and the Warriors, which will be great here in the Bay Area. I don't mind saying I'm going to work for Oracle, the tech company, and I'm joining them to help them with their sports partnerships and relationships. And we're starting kind of a new chapter at Oracle where they really want to up their profile in sports. And they wanted somebody that knew these teams, knew the leagues, knew the journalists, knew story ideas, like things that would be important to fans as well as those who use Oracle products. And it was just the perfect transition for me, because I don't leave anyone behind that I work with. It's like that's going to be part of my success going forward with my new position, are all of the relationships I've built in this industry. And so that has me excited. And I have to admit, I am not really going to miss working Saturdays and Sundays till midnight. I'm really happy to be at home tonight, enjoying my family, and enjoying a nice little libation. So having a little personal celebration. So it's a new chapter, a new challenge. But yet I get to use all of my experience that I've built with so many wonderful people in this business, and that's not going away.
Still on Twitter at MBox Sports?
I will still be on Twitter, and there's some exciting things coming up, so keep following. It'll be fun.
All right, Mindy, congratulations on your broadcasting career and your new challenge. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. The best to you.
All right, there's Mindy Bach, and lines are open at 888-957-9570. Chilton Auto Body text line. 209 says, I was going to call, but you guys don't want to talk about it. Should the GM of the Raptors be punished like the Warriors investors got punished? I realize it's not basketball, but what is your take? What will the NBA do? I'm not afraid to tackle these things. I know they can be touchy. And I think a lot of times we just need to take a step back and have a conversation, but that's not the way Twitter works. Twitter will always react. The pendulum swing will always go one way or the other. And I can see, and I saw a lot of tweets from people who are African-American who have every right to believe that this guy got profiled. Oh, you're a black man, you're in a suit, but you have to show me your ID. I can completely understand them thinking a police officer had done that. Now, if that police officer let in a bunch of white dudes with no credentials and he stopped him, then absolutely. but also, I can just tell you what I saw. I didn't see that incident. But from when I was sitting and I had to sit there with a frown on my face through that whole trophy ceremony, I could have gone on the floor. I didn't want to. I had the credentials. I'm looking at Joe Lacob. that whole side of there are cops, security, what have you, Alameda County sheriffs, they're lining the entire circumference of the floor. Inside is just Toronto people with credentials and media people. Joe Lacob is not the tallest guy in the world. He was standing there, and he couldn't get on the court because he only had a ticket. And there was one point, I said he's not the tallest guy, he kind of got on his tippy toes and looked over a security guard, and then he kind of put his head down, and he left. So Joe Lacob was not allowed on the court. So on the other hand, we have to have a conversation. If this guy is standing there, and all of a sudden the guy with the suit comes in, it's like, well, can I see your credential? And the guy pushes you and slaps you in the face. I don't see how that's the cop's fault. But the thing is, we have to actually talk to the people who were there and find out what happened. But everybody is just knee-jerk. It's either one huge pendulum swing or the other. I think it's better if we just talk about it. As I said, that's not the way Twitter works. Oh, bless Twitter. Isn't it great? Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Mr. Tittle. Thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that, I'm kind of surprised that the Lakers pulled the trigger on AD because it seemed kind of sheepish at first. But then the other thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that, and I don't know if I can ask you this, but is Herbs from Redwood City at all?
Yeah.
He is. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. That's where I'm from. But the moves that the Warriors should do is I think what they should do, instead of offering a five-year deal to KD, I think they should go with a three-year deal. And the reason why is because the fact that he's been in the league as long as he's been, when you compare him and you compare LeBron James, both these guys, came in out of high school. They've been in the league more than 10 years. And the fact that you have this many injuries happening means that their days are numbered as far as how long they can perform. So if you give him a five-year deal, you are just giving away money, no question about it. Now, it's sad, too, because I love KD. I'm glad he's a Golden State Warrior. But I'm just saying this year's injuries, and when you compare that with last year's injuries, I'm saying that this is Father Time talking to KD. And when I say Father Time, I'm not talking about regular birthdays. I'm talking about time he spent in the NBA. It's letting him know that his body can't continue like this.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Rich. 3 years, unfortunately, is not an option. And I'm going to get into this. I'm going to break down some of the numbers, as the kids say, or they say, do a deep dive into some of the numbers and the kind of money that Joe Lacob and Peter Gruber are going to lay out just on luxury tax. Because we get into over $1 billion. Yeah, with a B. $1 billion. There are only three choices with Durant. One is 5 years, $221 million, Golden State Warriors. The other option is 4 years, $164 million with some other team. The third option is for him to opt in and take $31.5 million. He's only going to do that if no team offers him a max, but some team will. A three-year deal not only won't get it done because he can get a four-year deal, a three-year deal will be a slap in his face. And it's basically saying, look, you broke down. Look at your Achilles. We think 5 years is too long. That's not the message the Warriors want to send. The message they want to send is, we love you. You gave it your all. We know you're going to come back strong. Fingers crossed, everything's great. Joe Lacob has gone out of his way to say time and time again that he wants to keep everybody. He wants to keep KD, he wants to keep Clay, and he wants to keep Draymond the year after that. They're moving into a new building. We know that. That new building is not going to have East Bay funk. If you have to ask what that is, then you're not from here. It's going to have a new type of style. I don't know what it is, but I'm confident that as long as Steph Curry is healthy, it's going to be a party. It's going to be fun. You cannot have fun when Steph Curry is playing basketball. That's just not possible. Even if he shoots 1-for-12 from three, it's still fun just seeing Steph Curry run around and play basketball. And those types of games are obviously very, very rare. So this is what we're faced with now, is how the Warriors going to look. And we could see as many, I think we could see as many as 5 or 6 new faces on the way in. And as I said, I'll get into all the numbers because it's I don't want to start and then go to a break right here. But let's just take a quick look at the Chilton Auto Body text line. 650, Rick, what do you think of the lore of sports curses? For example, the curse of the Bambino and the curse of Oracle upon losing KD, Clay, and the championship. That's from the Dave, not just Dave, the Dave. Or just the Dave, like the dude. I don't believe in the curse of Oracle. So you're saying because they're leaving, everybody got hurt? Is that what you're saying? Well, first of all, KD got hurt in Canada. Are you just saying in general? I certainly hope that there's no curse. I can try in the break to see my producer Gabe can find a warlock or someone who is of the Wiccan faith to maybe break it down, maybe a voodoo expert. I don't think there's any curse of the Oracle because finals, 3 championships. Now, if they go to the Chase Center next year and they're 2-80, I might have to start believing. On 95.7, The Game.
Now back to 95.7, The Game. Here's Rick Tittle.
Ah, it was the heat of the moment. The song reminds me of my senior prom. Actually, the Discovery Show did a show about my senior prom. It was called Naked and Afraid. Is this thing on? Rick Tittle with you. 95.7, The Game. This segment is about y'alls and your calls. Get in the queue. We'll talk to you. 888-957-9570. Once again, 888-957-9570. The Chilton Auto Body text line is 95795. Let's take a look. The 956, which I think is Bolivia, says it was sad that the Warriors crowd didn't even get excited for Too Short when he tried to hype them up. I don't know. I was liking that. They came out with Fab and then 40 and then a little blow the whistle. That was cool to see Short Dog quite literally in the house. Or my friend said, man, I remember Todd Shaw used to go to a barbershop trying to sell his tapes. I'm like, Todd Shaw? He's like, Too Short. I thought we were hype. I hate people blaming the crowd. And it's like, oh, this crowd's so dumb, you have to tell them when to cheer. That's every crowd, every arena. There's always a get loud type of thing. And it's like, oh, we really need you tonight. Come on, crowd. Well, my answer to that is give us something to cheer for, and we will. We're dying to have something to cheer for. It's like a stand-up comedian when no one's laughing and they yell at the crowd. This stuff is gold, you dummies. Right now, it's not that funny. All right, 1-800, I should say, 888-957-9570. All right, let me get into the numbers because I'm very much into numerology. Durant, once again, 3 options. 5 years from the Warriors, stay, rehab this year, come back for 4 more, $221 million. The Warriors say no thanks, or Durant wants to leave and says no thanks to that. He can go somewhere else if they can afford him. 4 years, $164 million. Now, some players have left money on the table because they want a different situation. Remember, LaMarcus Aldridge left Portland to go to San Antonio. He thought that would be a better spot to win a championship. And Portland got to the Final 4 this year. Gordon Hayward left a lot of money on the table in Salt Lake City because he wanted to be a Boston Celtic. Now you say, oh, he left $30 million. He still made, I mean, look, $30 million is still $30 million. Now, the third option for Durant is if no one offers him anything, he just opts in and tries to sign a free agent deal after that. If he does opt in, it's $31.5 million. But as I said, the Warriors are going to try and do everything to keep him. Now, the Klay Thompson situation, that torn ACL does not mean he's out for all of next year. It's anywhere between 9 and 12 months. It depends if he has a really agile cadaver. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what it means, but everybody's different. He doesn't want to come back any sooner than and he's going to be 100%. But Thompson is expected to indeed get a max offer from the Warriors, and he didn't make any of the three All-NBA teams, so that'll be 5 years, $190 million. His father, we saw from Connor Letourneau yesterday from the Chronicle, he said he spoke with Michael Thompson, and Michael Thompson said, quote, "No question, Clay will re-sign with the Warriors." And we all hope that's true. I mean, you think about picking up a guy in February for the playoff push, there's number 11. Now, let's just break down the money for a second. If Durant leaves and Thompson stays on a max, the Warriors will be well over the cap next season, and that's that $132 million tax line. If Durant and Thompson both sign max deals to stay with Golden State, even if the Warriors let all their other free agents walk, including Kevon Looney, and then bring in just minimum wage Yurebkos of the world, their total bill next year will be $167 million in salary and $144 million in luxury tax. Almost double. How many owners would pay $144 million in luxury tax? This is what I think is, fingers crossed, the most likely scenario is that they both stay on max deals. But what that would mean is you'd have about $80 million in salary in street clothes. But that's the commitment. Joe Lacob is waiting to wait almost a full year for Thompson and a full year for Durant. Now, in the unlikely event that both Durant and Thompson leave, the Warriors would still only have $14 million in cap space before they tend their second-tier free agent priorities on Kevon Looney and maybe on DeMarcus Cousins. And again, that's obviously not enough, which is even close to replacing Durant or Thompson. But that huge tax bill, this is wild. So listen, per ESPN, the Warriors could become the first team to field four max contract players. You already got Steph on one, Thompson and Durant, potentially two, and then maybe Dre the year after next. If all four of those guys in, and they want Looney, 15 mil over three, and then everybody else is a minimum wage Yurebko, then their total bill in taxes and salary over the next four seasons, $1.6 billion. Once again, billion dollars. Now, I got some other guys I want to talk about as well. I know people are on the phone, so we'll get to that. By the way, Chilton Autobody text line 95795. Hi, Rick. Is Steph Curry a free agent? Thankfully, he is not. Steph Curry next year will make $40.2 million. The year after that, $43 million. And then the 21-22 season, which he'll be 33 years old, he'll make $45.7 million. And that will end that $201 million contract that he signed. He'll be an unrestricted free agent at the age of 34 in 2022. All right. Everybody's head spinning right now. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Don Chichi in Oakland. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to get your opinion on something. Season ticket holder, still wiping a tear. What do you think about this? I'm old enough to remember when the Green Bay Packers played half of their games in Milwaukee and then half of their games somewhere else, I guess, in Green Bay. What do you think about the Warriors playing their two preseason games at Oracle, just to keep that connection with the East Bay, and also having dual watch parties, still holding watch parties at Oracle? Do you think that would work?
Thank you very much for the call, Don Chichi. I think that's a great idea. You remember, their whole plan is, and why they were called Golden State, is that they thought, well, we won't really have a home. We'll be based in San Francisco. But then they moved to Oakland, and they said, no, we're going to play in Fresno, and we're going to play in Redding, and we're going to play in Tahoe, and we're going to play in Mill Valley, and Pinole, and El Sobrani, and El Cerrito. It didn't really work out that way. They ended up not being Golden State, but just, you know, that name's stuck now. I think that would be cool to play the preseason games there. Might be a little bit bittersweet, but that's better than nothing. Let's go to Kyle, Superman's father, in Oklahoma. What's going on in the Sooner State?
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, just one first. I am from California. I'm just out here making deliveries, so I got to listen to my man. You know, got to listen to you out
there. Hey, Kyle, that is a long. That's a long delivery, man.
It is. I own a trucking company here up in Sonoma County area, so I get out there and make some deliveries. Got to get out and see the world. See the world. You know.
Okay.
Spread my wings and fly.
Sure.
But first off, Mr. Keeley's that was calling there. Talking about last Saturday and what you supposedly said, that guy, he's just something else with that. I blew my ACL, unfortunately, at work a couple years ago. Clay blew his, but I can say I can relate to Clay's feeling, how he's feeling, but otherwise, besides that, I have no clue what that man is feeling, just like he didn't have any clue what I was feeling when I blew my ACL.
Right.
So Mr. Keeley's out there saying that whatever, just that whole conversation was null and void. Second, Toronto earned my respect, to be honest with you. They played, I felt like they were opposite of the Warriors, meaning, you know, they're just in the East, and they did a great job with showing heart and love and playing like a team to beat a Warriors team that was playing their butt off. I mean, yes, we had some missed free throws where those 8 or 9 missed free throws would have added up in the end, and we possibly could have won besides that. But the fact we never gave up, Toronto actually did kind of earn my respect, you know, and for being another actual team, not a team that actually plays together. And they're not just one superstar, just Kyrie doing his thing by himself or Lowry just trying to be a ball hog. They actually came together and played like an East Coast Warriors team.
Yeah, they did. Hey, Kyle, safe driving. Thank you very much for the call out there. They did play their butts off. They ended up the game buttless, and they wore buttless chaps. Listen, I'm with you. I mean, I was thinking, what are the Warriors supposed to do when you've got these G League guys like Siakam and Van Fleet who just have ice water in their veins? And I know Siakam didn't have games, good games in 2, 3, 4, but first game and fifth game, awesome. Van Fleet getting a tooth knocked out, hitting his head on the court, bloody eye, coming back, just draining shots. What are you supposed to do? They earned it. They really did. By the way, I don't know if you heard this. This is a true story. The Raptors, apparently, they had an initial plan to have the parade today, but they all went to Vegas, and they all partied last night, and they informed Toronto the parade will have to be Monday because they're staying in Vegas tonight. They want one more night in Vegas. So, like I said, they earned it. If they, I don't know, if you want to get on a, it's only not even 6 o'clock yet. You want to get on a plane and go dance with Patrick McCaw, go check it out. Daniel is in Danville. Dan, what's up?
Well, yeah, one thing I haven't really picked up on too much with regards to the injuries is the removal of one of their key trainers at the beginning of this season. I believe her name was Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like she had kept the Warriors pretty healthy throughout their run. And, of course, with regards to injuries, it's one thing to take care of your players after they're hurt, but a lot of it also comes down to preventative care. And I'm just wondering if there's any feeling that...
Well, let me, Daniel, ask you something. When you saw Clay go up for that dunk and then Danny Green hit him from behind, and Danny Green's just trying to block his shot, it's the NBA Finals. Clay looks left. He comes down on his left knee really awkwardly and twists it and busts his ACL. What does that have to do with the trainer?
Well, I mean, there could have been, you know, strengthening protocols that could have in some way prevented that from happening. Perhaps he is able to absorb the landing a little bit better. You never know what kind of little things
okay.
here and there could have.
All right. Fair enough. I was just asking your opinion. Thanks for the call, Daniel. And look, there you cannot strengthen a tendon. You can strengthen the muscle around it. Maybe, what was it, Chelsea Walls, was that her name? Chelsea Lane, that's what it was. Her sister. Penny Lane is in my ear. And in, we didn't know Penny, no, we know Chelsea. You can build up muscle. I tore my posterior cruciate ligament one time, and the orthopedist said, leave it torn. I went, what? He goes, you have enough muscle in there, you don't need it. I go, I don't need my posterior cruciate ligament. He goes, well, I can repair it, but you'll be out for a year. I'm like, okay, why do I not need it? He goes, you might feel your knee buckle now and then, but you have enough muscle there, it won't matter. The The guy was right. That was like 10 years ago. I don't even notice it's gone. So I guess maybe Clay should have hit the leg weights a little bit more. I really don't think so. I'm not going to point at Dr. Celebrini, which is Italian for a little celebration. I'm not going to point at a trainer and say that, you know, you could say that Danny Green did it, but Danny Green wasn't malicious. In fact, he went over to Clay and said sorry. Clay, if he hadn't looked back to see if it went down, he probably wouldn't have landed, but that's just the way it happened. Or as Draymond Green says, the way the cookie crumbles. Al, by the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Rick Tittle with you for another 3 hours. Al is in Pacifica. How are you?
Good. Hey, Rick. How's it going?
What's up?
So Chelsea Lane actually ended up with Atlanta. She actually joined Travis Schlenk out there. I happen to be bouncing back and forth between Atlanta and the Bay. So okay. That's an interesting thought, but I'm with you there. I don't think you blame the training staff. It's 100-plus postseason games. I had a couple of questions for you. I guess around free agency with the Warriors, what's going to be the situation if Iguodala in the salary cap, if he retires and Durant doesn't sign with the Warriors, but Clay does? So I'm wondering if we can't build the bench, or if once we're over the cap, whether that's just, you know, essentially we're looking at the mid-level and then, you know, off-the-shelf min contract kind of guys. And then my second question was whether you think it's a win or bust year for the Lakers after the AD trade.
Thank you very much for the call. It's the Iguodala situation, you know, is going to get into that as well. I mean, the Livingston, Iguodala is already in, by the way. He's taken his 17 mil. We know that. The Livingston situation, he's on the books for 7.7. There's a $2 million guarantee, but they have to cut him by June 30th. And, I mean, there's a scenario in which Durant leaves and Thompson stays, and if the Warriors waive Livingston and stretch the $2 million guarantee they owe him over the next 3 years, which they can, if Livingston stays and collects his full salary, the Warriors would only have to go 5.7 on the MLE. The problem is timing. Again, they have to decide on Livingston before the 30th of this month. That's the day free agency begins. And they have to see what happens in the draft first. I don't know. But the good news is if Durant does sign, and since he won't play a single game next season, the Warriors would be compensated with a little $9.2 million disabled player exception that would give them a little extra spending money on the open market, and that would be independent of the Livingston situation. Let's go to Alan in Millbrae. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, I just want to say that I wish next season Steph Curry will be more consistent. I would like to see the unanimous MVP, Steph Curry, next year. And, what was I going to say? I think one key difference between Steph Curry and Damian Lillard is the Dame time mentality. I don't quite see that often with Steph Curry, the mentality where you ask for the ball and, you know, isolate me against my defender on an island and let me work. I don't see that often with Steph Curry, but I wish we can see the unanimous MVP Steph Curry next season. That's all.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, I mean, Curry is 6'3". He's not Kevin Durant. You don't really ISO a guy like that. I mean, you can if you have a defender on him that he can beat off the ball, but you have to run him all over the place. He runs 10 miles a game trying to fight through screens and picks and rolls and traps and everything else that the defense throws at him. But yes, he can create his own shot by taking a step back, by taking a step forward, by taking a sidestep. He's remarkable that way. But there aren't too many times when that's going to be an ISO situation. Let's go to Shea up in V-Town. What's up, Shea Butter?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What you got?
I'm calling because I hear a lot of people calling and saying stuff about Clay's injury. Injuries are unpredictable. They can happen anytime, any place. Mm-hmm. And you learn that from watching Friday Night Lights and seeing Booby Miles. I think he did the same thing. He blew his ACL, if I'm not mistaken. But off of that, congratulations to the Raptors, man. Kawhi balled out. I feel like if he wouldn't have got hurt in 2015, me being a real Warriors fan, he would have gave us problems in that series. Mm-hmm. So I congratulate them. And then I hear people calling saying Curry needs to be more aggressive and Curry is doing his thing, man. I think he shot like 50-40 in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. Man, we just need to get a ball handler that can, you know, create his own shot with the ball. It ain't got to be a big name. And just let Curry keep running off them screens, and we're going to be straight. Playoff down again. But that's all I had to say, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, Shay. I appreciate it. And, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, Curry gets a free pass because he's not clutch. And, you know, there's a stat, 0-8 in the last 20 seconds of what do you want to do? Do you want to cut him? They're like, oh, you want to say that Steph Curry stinks? Or, well, just admit he's not clutch. Whatever. You tell me right now, that last shot that the Warriors had with 9.2.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.